Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes round. Sometimes you lose every nickel you've had.
Chicago, Cabaret, New York, New York. The music of John Kander and Fred Ebb is featured in the musical review And the World Goes Round tomorrow night at East Lansing High School. The performance by East Lansing students is followed by the Gala of Gratitude fundraising event at the East Lansing Marriott. The fundraising gala is part of the East Lansing Education Foundation's effort to raise $1 million for East Lansing students in support of the rich tradition of theater in East Lansing schools. The foundation's closing in on this amazing goal, having already raised more than $700,000. Many East Lansing High School theater, music, and arts graduates have gone on to professional performing and administrative arts careers across the U.S. and here locally. Some will be returning for this event. One of those people is Dana Brazil. Brazil is the associate director of the MSU Federal Credit Union's Institute for Arts and Creativity at the Wharton Center. She's a professional actress, teacher, and MFA acting student at Michigan State University. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Dana Brazil yesterday, who remembered her days at East Lansing High.
I wanted to get involved, and, you know, everyone told me, you know, about Kate Bile and what a great theater program, and, you know, if I was a freshman, I could expect to be in the chorus, and I really, really, really wanted a part in that play, and the play was Grease my freshman year, and I auditioned, and I was lucky enough to be given a role in that show as a freshman. So I played Cha-Cha Di Gregorio, the best dancer at St. Bernadette's in Greece.
Nice.
And I remember specifically every moment, about every hour I spent with Kate Bile and in that theater. Both her and Theta Asif shaped the path of my life and projected, kind of opened in me an awareness of this arts and my love for the arts. That's why I'm still in the game, and I attribute all of that back to those two ladies.
You're now the associate director of Michigan State University Federal Credit Union's Institute for Arts and Creativity at the Wharton Center.
Correct.
And you're an MFA acting student at Michigan State University, a professional actor and teaching artist. And I read in your bio that in your spare time, you also like teaching at the Williamston Theater. Let me ask you about teaching at the Williamston Theater. What's that experience like for you?
That has been an amazing opportunity for me to continue to reach out to students. I love theater, and I love to teach theater because I love to pass on my love of theater to young people. Whether they choose to be actors or they're just exploring it, I love to watch them go through the process and see the light bulbs go off when they make a discovery for themselves. And I have been teaching there for the last 6 years and loving every minute of it, and loving that we have a professional equity theater in our community or just outside of our community. And it's been a great resource, too, for the Michigan State University Department of Theater. There's been a lot of collaborations and partnerships, so I'm just happy that I could be part of it.
East Lansing High School performing alums will be returning to the stage, as we said earlier, for the performance on Saturday. What's your part?
I will be doing a song by Kander and Ebb called The Grass Is Always Greener.
I'll bet your friends are all celebrities. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can make a pot roast. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you brown an onion. The public wants your autograph. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You raised a teenage daughter. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First you find her diaphragm.
Oh, the grass is always greener.
It's a duet from the show Woman of the Year, and I will be performing that with Kristen Hubbard, and I'm very excited to be doing that.
Well, what's it like for you to be able to come kind of full circle then as an outreach director at one of Mid-Michigan's most prominent performance organizations, as a professional performer and teacher? What's it like to be able to come back and help to assist in the future of students in the arts?
I love to give back to the arts, especially to East Lansing High School, because so many opportunities were created for me at that high school. So I like to be able to go back and see where they're at, and also in my role at the Wharton Center, be able to provide those students with opportunities as well. So it's like coming home, like going full circle.
Dana Brazil is the Associate Director of Michigan State University Federal Credit Union's Institute for Arts and Creativity at the Wharton Center, and an MFA acting student at Michigan State University, as well as a professional actor and teacher. Dana, thanks for doing this, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Warf.